It is time for each thoughtful and concerned citizen to apply his or her own talents to solving the problems of America. It is too late to correct the abuses and excesses of the federal government, especially considering the problematic use of computer voting machines, which have proven to be so susceptible to hacking and manipulation, and the increasing control of Congress by corporations and special interests. So any meaningful change must begin at the personal level and work upward through local governments. With the help of neighbors and like-minded citizens, local city councils, county commissioners, and school boards should be packed with persons both aware of and concerned with the issues involved in serving and protecting the general public. Local leaders answerable to the community could turn the tide of an overreaching corporate-controlled federal bureaucracy and better manage local services. The primary point is that each individual must begin to take personal responsibility for himself and his family. Robert David Steele reminds us that there is a wealth of open-source material to guide the individual truly seeking knowledge in whatever field, whether it is how to start a business or how to raise chickens. The time for trusting a corporate-run government to take care of every need has passed. A 2014 Pennsylvania case is one example of successful prevention of overreach from government bureaucrats. In that case, Sheriff Carl Nace refused to hand over the names and addresses of concealed weapon carriers to three county auditors who claimed they needed them to properly audit the sheriff's office. Nace said such a request was unwarranted for audit needs and conflicted with the statute making it a felony to disclose the names. The auditors sued the sheriff, but the judge sided with Sheriff Nace and dismissed the lawsuit. The Oath Keepers Organization, the Perry County Commissioners, the Pennsylvania Sheriff's Association, the Prince Law Firm, and a large number of Pennsylvania residents supported Sheriff Nace. Sheriffs have a unique role in law enforcement. Unlike their counterpart, the police chief, they are elected by the people. That fact makes them accountable to the people. Emphasis in the original. It forms a special bond of trust between the sheriff and his constituents, notes Robert Hayes with Elias Alias on the Oath Keepers website. Sheriff Nace has decided to do what is right. He is honoring his oath to the people as required by the Constitution. Andrew Martin, editor of Oneness Publishing and author of the 2011 book, One, A Survival Guide for the Future, noted, "For the most part, we live in a state of separation. We create thoughts and scenarios in our minds that do not represent reality. We create these realities that go toward deluding ourselves. In this world of constant struggle, we suffer, causing ourselves pain, frustration, and isolation. To live free and enlightened is to release ourselves from these self-inflicted negative states of mind. We are free to do this at any time we choose. It is merely a matter of choice."